I am titling this Reflections on a Year Ago's Dharma Talk. Kind of a long title, but we can adapt it if we need to. Excuse me. So I decided to use an old Dharma talk from December 2022. And as I read it, reflect on impermanence and change, and on repeating and changing conditions in my life. So from the talk, excuse me, I am writing this at 11 p.m. I forgot to look at my reminder to remind me to write a talk for what is now this morning. My reflection now. This is a repeating condition, as last night I realized I had forgotten to write a reminder in my calendar to write my Dharma talk. Back to last year. This follows a day of sluggish reading on the couch, taking a nap, uninspired to stretch out, stretch into another space. I have days like this, especially in winter, when I feel far from the Eightfold Path, nowhere near right living, right acting, right effort, like hiking in the woods when I think I'm on the trail, but I find I've wandered off. No, not oriented to true north. Is there Dharma in this? My reflection. I don't feel this way this week. However, I was sick for 4 weeks and did feel that way. But lately, I'm feeling more energy, motivation, and focus. Back to the talk. My thoughts go to conditionality, dependent arising, thinking of conditions appearing and receding, flowing into and out from this state. My reflection. What conditions have changed since even 2 weeks ago that I feel more engaged with life? Not being sick, for sure. There were a series of gorgeous fall sunny days. I hate the gray seasons. Thanksgiving with our gorgeous, Thanksgiving with our home filled with young people and laughter, work that is stimulating and done collaboratively, not alone. These are a few I see. Back to last year. We celebrated Christmas, the kids, grandkids, together in our home. It was good, but now I'm tired. We celebrated our survival together, still intact in the ways that matter. The vulnerability of life outside the window, the life we all return to, the yearnings, the pains. We were protected for the hours we ate together and gifted each other, hoping for peace on earth, peace in the lives we take up again. 2 days before Christmas, grieving my sister and my cousin, their birthdays passing again without them. My reflection. This year we will be the second Christmas without my daughter-in-law, and the first without my brother. I'm wondering how I will feel as we celebrate Christmas Eve with his sweet family, seeing his favorite chair empty. No one wants to sit there. My brother and I had a complicated relationship I only learned more about after he passed. Now this has softened. Conditions changing, time and new understandings. I want to help all of my grieving loved ones. I want to hold them close. Back to next year, to last year. I'm thinking again about joy. It was the topic of the morning's Dharma talk. Today, joy seems like a far-off light, obscured by deep fog. To find my way through the fog, I have to unlearn the familiar and adapt my senses to shapes and shadows that only become clear with approach. The path can feel unsure. I have to be present with this uncertainty, this sense of loss, no compass or North Star to rely on. I have to turn inward for direction, and here is where the Dharma steadies my feet. There is suffering, and there is relief from suffering. Neither is constant, and both are a certainty. I am comforted by this. Joys replace sorrows, and sorrows replace joys, like shifting shapes in the fog. My reflection. Although today I do not feel the fog, I know this changes with conditions, returns to challenge me to find a path through. I'm wondering, how has it become easier to do this? Or has it? Is my memory a bomb, lessening experience of fog? But reading my words is helpful. As I look back, I can see my wisdom reflecting back to me. I realize I have been learning from the Dharma then and now. Back to the reading, the talk. This morning, as I resume this writing, I look out at branches outlined in snow, so beautiful, so fragile. Today, joy is in my view from the window. Yesterday, the snow melted with sun, the branches once again bare. Today, they appear in white winter coats. It may freeze later and bring another change. And the Dharma is here again, reminding me that nothing stays the same impermanence. This soft white may turn to brittle silver tubes, and I will continue to be awed by the beauty, but also aware of the risks, the damage as the weight of freeze pulls down the limbs onto power lines. And I feel grateful sitting with all of this, able to feel small joys when I look out the window. Aware that as I let myself accept the feelings of yesterday, explore the lessons they hold for me, I can feel balance and even open to joy. Aware that all things change and indeed fall apart. Grateful that I am learning to tread the path with care. My reflection. This still holds true for me. I realize there is a growing condition of knowing, of trusting, and my practice softens suffering and opens to the comfort and healing the Dharma can offer. When I was sick, I felt the fog, and I also knew this would change, conditions would change. I would not be trapped in gray, but rather like the fog. The gray conditions would move through the sky, through my life, and I would feel the sun on my face again, feel the warm light moving through my body again. So this morning I invite you, and this is from my talk again a year ago, to consider how you move through change, whether feeling you repeat in the fog or knowing what you hold as beautiful today will change. How does the Dharma steady your feet, allow you to find joy while facing suffering? I look forward to what you will teach me today. And of course, as always, go with wherever your meditation takes you. Thank you. So we will meditate for 30 minutes. Excuse me. I'll ring the bell at 30 minutes, and we'll reflect for 10, then we'll come back after I ring the bell again,